In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, children, we celebrate the feast of Saint John Baptiste de la Salle, and he was a saint who established the Brothers of the Christian Schools. This order was once very widely spread here in the United States as well, and the Brothers made a great work in teaching children and preparing them to be heroic defenders of the Catholic faith. Today I'll tell you about a group of Roman martyrs who are also commemorated in the martyrology today, and especially about a young martyr named Denisa, who was a 16-year-old girl who suffered in Roman persecutions. When the persecutions of this moment started, the Roman emperor was named Decius, and he started to collect and imprison and putting Christians to death in all over Roman Empire. And a young man named Peter was arrested and brought before a proconsul named Optimus. This cruel official told Peter that according to the new laws of Rome, he had to give sacrifice to a goddess named Venus. Venus was a symbol of immoral and cruel behavior. So Peter answered to the proconsul, "I am surprised that you should endeavor to persuade me to sacrifice to an infamous immoral woman, whose actions modesty forbids me to mention, and are such as are punishable by your own laws." Optimus then ordered Peter to be put on a wheel where pieces of wood bound on his body with iron chains. Then the wheel was put in motion that it might gradually break his bones. But Saint Peter, turning his eyes towards the heavens, said with a cheerful face, "I praise and thank you, O Lord Jesus Christ, for vouchsafing me patience to overcome this cruel tyrant." When Optimus saw this unshaken resolution, he ordered Saint Peter to be beheaded. After the execution of this brave man, the proconsul went after three other Christians named Andrew, Paul, and Nicomachus. They were brought before him, and he asked them what was their religion. One of the three, Nicomachus, answered with a remarkably loud voice, "I am a Christian." The others replied, "We are also Christians." The proconsul said to Nicomachus, "Sacrifice to the gods." And first he stood firmly with his faith and refused. But then he was put to tortures, and in his agony he unfortunately lost his faith. He cried out, "I never was a Christian, and I'm ready to sacrifice to the gods." The proconsul immediately told him to be taken off the rack, but no sooner had Nicomachus offered sacrifice to pagan god than he was seized by the devil. He fell on the ground and beat it with his head in violent agonies, and soon died. This unusual scene where a soon-to-be martyr loses his faith shows what a liar devil is, and how he lures the unhappy souls with great promises and riches, but which soon will be turning out to be a wretched exchange for the soul for eternal happiness. The two companions of Nicomachus, Paul and Andrew, were of course very much afflicted and sad for the loss of soul of their friend. But there was also a spectator to this misfortune. She was Denisa, a tender virgin about 16 years old. She was standing by, was struck at this misfortune, and said, "Unfortunate wretch, why wouldst thou bring upon thyself eternal torments for the sake of a moment's ease. Optimus heard this word of Dinisa and asked if she was a Christian, and she said she was. Then also she was told to sacrifice to God, or else she would put to death. Then the two men were ordered to seize Dinisa because she refused, but they saw an angel appearing and defending her from their assault. They were seized with fear and begged her to pray to her God and to give protection to these poor men. And meanwhile, Paul and Andrew were still held in prison, and the next morning the mob, stirred up with pagan priests, came to the house of the proconsul and demanded to have Andrew and Paul given to them. The cruel proconsul offered them one last chance to offer sacrifice, and when they refused, he handed them to be tortured. But without further delay, the mob seized them and tied their feet together and dragged these two men out of town and stoned them to death. The young Dinisa heard the noise and began to weep bitterly for them. She managed to escape from those who guarded her and ran to the place where they were, and upon seeing them cried out, "That I may live with you eternally in heaven, I will die with you on earth." Because of this heroic patience, she was also soon put to death. And this great example and heroic perseverance of young Dinisa shows that he who truly knows his faith and is ready to defend that, he is always free from all the bondages of the world. Children, in this school and in this church, you are giving all the possible and the greatest weapons to resist the temptations of the world. You have daily Mass, daily communion, and devotions, which all prepare you to resist you and stand firm, to resist the world and stand firm in faith, like Saint Dinisa and her heroic companions did. Remember always that the schoolwork and it is very important for your homework, your obedience, your humble spirit in studies. But the greatest class of the day, which you have to be most attentive, is the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. This great sacrifice offer you the true meal for your whole life by teaching you your religion, teaching you about the saints and their heroic patience. And when you use these great weapons which you receive here every day, you will also stand firm in faith for your whole life, no matter what comes, and always show to the devil that his allurements have no room in you or in your life. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.